This is an ABC podcast.
Never before has the red meat sector been challenged on so many fronts. Carbon emissions, animal welfare, and nutritional campaigns have all been giving a clear, consistent message to consumers that if they want to help animals and save the planet, they better eat less red meat. Yet red meat remains Australia's largest manufacturing industry, and its supply chain drives jobs and spin-offs to regional economies right across the country. Tees Australia is one of the biggest in terms of processing and in the feedlot sector, and the manager of its value chain is Tom Maguire. He's called for a unified approach between producers and processors and reckons that that's the key to building a sustainable relationship with the Australian public.
Fake meat is tapping a trend that 30% of Australians think that animal welfare means that the food is better for them or tastes better. And fake meat's coming along and saying, hey, we can tick all those boxes. Rather than attack that trend, which is coming at us like a train, let's get out there and tell people why natural, healthy red meat products are better for you.
That's something that your company, Tees Australia, has tackled head on. You launched your own natural grass-fed beef program more than a year ago now. You did so at the same time as moving away from the industry-led pasture-fed cattle certification assurance scheme. Is that a death knell in the coffin of that program?
We're really grateful. That industry program started and underpinned all of grass-fed. And I think rather than it thinking about it dying, it's now evolving into these supply chain-led initiatives. I guess we took it on because we've got to be really flexible and adaptive to the customer base long-term. But we wouldn't have got there if Cattle Council hadn't invested the time in PCAS.
Why do you believe that you were better off going it alone?
I think over time, we just, as I said, had to be more adaptive and flexible to our customer base. Very hard to work through industry-led committees. The other issue is, for a brand to work, we have to build a direct relationship with our suppliers. And, you know, I'm not going to say to you we're perfect at that. We're learning as we go along.
For the 1,100 producers that do supply through that grass-fed program for Tees, have you been able to establish that there are premiums there for those that are willing to go down the quality assurance line?
Yeah. So there is a premium on our grid. I can't tell you what it is because I don't know off the top of my head, but we've maintained premiums for grasslands over our normal MSA product, and that's because big demand in Australian retailers and in the US for it. These retailers are willing to pay a bit more because their customers are willing to pay a bit more.
I'm going to pick up on Pip Courtney's question at the Rural Press Club here today, though, that does that grass-fed versus grain-fed branding debate, does that create extra attention or scrutiny of the feedlot sector that feedlotters might not welcome?
We haven't seen it in our own business. We're very big lot feeders. About 30% of the cattle we process come through our own feedlots. I like to think about the different segments of the market. There's a bunch of consumers out there that used to want to go and buy organic, then realised they couldn't chew it. So they were very happy to go and buy a grass-fed product because it still ticked those boxes, those emotional things I was talking about. But grain feed offers us the opportunity to provide a high-quality, consistent product that can go on a, you know, white tablecloth or in a, you know, at a premium offer in a retailer year-round. So from a consumer perspective, they both meet a need.
You also touched on the fact that the value chain in the red meat sector is somewhat convoluted. There's, you know, 8 separate peak bodies that represent your industry. How do you address that challenge? Are you promoting rationalisation of those peak bodies?
I think those bodies work together as best they can and do a job on behalf of industry. But the point I was making today, that's not enough. Because the competition, the Greenpeaces and the RSPCAs, they go direct to consumers. Our job is processors and big brand holders is we got to get after the consumer as well and teach them why what we do is really good and meets their needs. So it's us taking more responsibility. I guess in the industry, the biggest criticism I would have of some of us included, is we kind of said, we've got all these peak bodies, don't worry about it, they'll take care of it. It doesn't work. We've got to take the leadership on.
So it's a case of having a single united message rather than a single united voice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right. I think to think that everyone across the supply chain will come together and talk harmoniously in one organisation, it's not realistic. Even in a processing sense, you've got to remember, we walk out of a room, we're competitors. we're going into markets trying to buy livestock, we're going after the same customers. So to expect us to deal with everything harmoniously as an industry, that's not realism.
Tom McGuire, your challenge to producers today was to talk yourselves up, to do more to promote your industry and the good news story about your healthy and happy animals. How difficult does that become when the national narrative is so dominated by the relentless drought and the implications that that has for animal welfare?
I think a real challenge right at the moment, and right at the moment we need to concentrate on the human impact that the drought is having. Now, a lot of hard-working, good Australians in rural Australia are being really challenged at the present moment, and we need to raise that particular issue and focus on the people.
But it has evoked empathy, sympathy, compassion from the city to the bush. Is it for the right reasons?
I reckon that empathy and sympathy is there. I think most Australians like to associate. R.M. Williams has built a business on it, right? That everyone wants to go into their stores and buy a fancy belt buckle or something. You know, Aussies want to be identify themselves with the bush. So it's no surprise to me when the bush gets in a bit of trouble, Aussies care. That makes sense to me. I guess the point I'm trying to make is we've got to tap into that all the time, you know, and when times are good, talk it up as well, you know, because it's this industry keeping that part of Australia together, and we forget that. Otherwise, more and more people are going to be, you know, moving into big cities, and it's going to take you 3 hours to get from Western Sydney into the middle of Sydney rather than whatever it is now. So the health of rural communities and our industry is one.
Tom McGuire from Tees Australia, thanks very much for having a yarn with the country out here at the Rural Press Club at Ecker.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.